What is going on? Welcome back to the No Cell Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we're going to be talking about the excellence of Pinnacle. Now, Pinnacle is a faction that formed on an episode of Dynamite following AEW Revolution, I believe the pay-per-view was, where basically the Inner Circle decided that MJF had ended up attacking a couple of members of Inner Circle, or trying to pay off some guys to attack them, and the Inner Circle decided, hey, you know, we're going to beat up MJF, because basically he was a sleeper agent this entire time. And then the lights go out, and it's MJF, Wardlow, FTR, Sean Spears. Those are all the wrestlers, and Tully Blanchard was there too. And basically, they just start beating the crap out of the Inner Circle. And it was a great twist that I never saw coming. I know I'm really late on this, but man, it was a great twist I didn't see coming. I'm so glad MJF is teaming up with great people like FTR, like Sean Spears, like Wardlow, even though he was already teamed with Wardlow. I've made my opinion known that I'm probably MJF's biggest fan on the internet. I know if I ever met him in real life, he would probably roast me and call me a smart or whatever. But I am still his biggest fan in, you know, all of existence. And I do think that he should be doing higher things. I think he should be the AEW champion right now. Kenny's had the belt way too long. But I think that this is a great venture for him to team up with all these guys, all of these ultra-talented wrestlers. And form a great faction. I think the name Pinnacle is great. I don't think anybody's ever used it before. If they have, it was in a tiny promotion I don't know about. And I'm just so glad Pinnacle's teaming up. And they're going to have a match with the Inner Circle called a Blood and Guts match, which is, if I'm correct, to my knowledge, a Blood and Guts match is basically a War Games match. I think it's giant cage, two rings, or whatever. And yes, please, I'll pay. Take my money. That match sounds amazing. I would love to see it personally. I can't wait to see it. It's the highlight of whatever AEW pay-per-view it's going to be on. I am very excited to see it. Very excited. So that's MJF to join Pinnacle. And I think that the Inner Circle playing the babyface is very interesting. I'm glad Sammy Guevara is finally back. I know he's kind of got a lot of stupid outside the ring issues. That's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm glad Sammy Guevara's back. I don't think that LAX or Proud and Powerful really fit with the Inner Circle. I'm lightening up to them though. I'm glad to see Jericho still going. I really do love Chris Jericho. And Jake Hager, I am indifferent towards Jake Hager. There are some times where I really like Jake Hager and I think he should get a massive push. There are the times where I think he's inept in the ring and I think he should just go sit somewhere and think about, you know, what he does. But after all, I mean, he would break me in half. He's 6'8", 6'9". He's a massive, giant person. So I'd never say that to his face. I like all of the Inner Circle. I like all of Pinnacle. I like War Games. I like violence. So all that combined sounds like a fantastic time. That's MJF to Pinnacle. If you enjoyed this video and you're listening on Spotify, please go leave a review. The YouTube channel should be up and running, and this is Elden signing off.